Hare Krishna. To see Krishna's love through the filter of our desires is to blind ourselves to His love. Sometimes a child gets infatuated with a toy. A child tells the mother, "I want this toy." The mother says, "Not now. Later." "No, I want this toy." "No, I want it." "No." And then when the mother says no again, the child just starts crying. And then the child says, "You don't love me." Now, the mother has done so much for the child. But the child reduces the mother's love down to the fulfillment of the desire for that toy. The child starts, that desire for the toy becomes like the filter through which the child looks at mother's love. And the mother gives the toy, she loves me. She doesn't give me the toy, she doesn't love me. Now when children do like this, we understand that they're childish. And we understand that is such a petty expression, a petty way to evaluate love. But unfortunately, we also do the same thing. Sometimes we have our desires. This should work out like this. I want this. I want that. And we pray to Krishna. We are practicing bhakti. And when something doesn't work out, then we start saying, "Oh, Krishna doesn't love me. Krishna doesn't care for me. Does Krishna even exist?" So what are we doing? In our very existence depends on Krishna. We wouldn't have our body, we wouldn't have our health, the world wouldn't be there around us. Nothing would exist without Krishna. And in our own life, He has provided us so much. He's, most importantly, He has provided us the opportunity to practice bhakti, to connect with Him, to tide over those inevitable storms of life by taking shelter of Him. But instead of focusing on all that He has done for us, we obsess over one thing which we feel is not done, and we make that as a filter through which we evaluate Krishna's love for us. And thus we end up saying that actually this is that Krishna doesn't care for me. We are unable to steadily practice bhakti because we are evaluating Krishna's love through the things of this world. But it's good that at least we are approaching Krishna. But if we approach Krishna more with a more philosophical approach. Now, of course, the things that we want in our life, they may not be like toys that a child wants. They may be very serious things. Yes, at the same time, if we look from the perspective of eternity, we have gone through many lifetimes, we have faced many problems, we have had many dreams. Some have been fulfilled, some have been thwarted. But we have gone through it all. The thing that seems big now, if we consider it 1 year down the line, 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, we'll realize what was there to get so excited about, so agitated about. You know, so things come, things go. So instead of blowing things up, we can just see them in perspective. And this is where philosophical understanding helps. So when we study the Bhagavad Gita philosophically, to understand how Krishna is the ultimate reality, then we would reduce His love down to the giving or non-giving of particular things. We will focus on connection with Krishna. That is the greatest blessing. Whether I have this or I don't have this, if I'm connected with Krishna, if I'm absorbed in Krishna, then actually I'm happy. Actually I'm well situated on the path to the supreme happiness. So Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita when He says that. He says, four kinds of people come to Him, He says in the 7th chapter, 16th verse. But then for those people to come to the level of steadily practicing bhakti, He says it may take many lifetimes. 7.99 says, Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. So, why does it take many lifetimes for them? It is not that Krishna wants them to go through this material existence for many lifetimes. It is that they have to come to the level of realization that Vasudeva Sarvamiti, that Krishna is everything. That whether I have this thing or that thing, it doesn't matter as long as I have Krishna, who is the ultimate reality. So with philosophical understanding, with devotional purification, if we can get this understanding, then we don't have to go through many lifetimes. you just steadily march towards Krishna and attain Krishna even in this lifetime. So by avoiding this childish mentality of being infatuated with things which are ultimately like toys, and staying focused on Krishna, connecting with Krishna, taking shelter of Krishna, in the absorption, Krishna will always realize that He always loves us. He's offering us a shelter, and through the problems of life, He's drawing us closer and closer to Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.